Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Suzanne Tarazi Ferraro, and I'm talking about nursing homes this evening and how Innosight plans to get rid of them. They kill people. Well, I've had a lot of people. This is in the memory and honor of my family. I've had, let's see, my great grand. It started off with my great grandma that I was aware of. She went into a nursing home because my grandmother couldn't lift her anymore, and had, you know, problems with her back. And then my two grandmothers, both were in nursing homes. My both parents and my paternal aunt all were in nursing homes and all demised to nursing homes. And I sat down and took a count of all, you know, all these people that were my family. And, you know, I really knew them and I loved them. And I just couldn't handle it anymore. And I had to say to myself, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to stop these nursing homes from doing this. And that's why we did this show and why we started this show, in the memory of all these people. And my maternal aunt is, you know, just started with the, you know, with Alzheimer's. And I'm praying that she doesn't go into a nursing home herself. So that's basically why I started this show with Frank Perino, to get start, you know, planning with, you know, him to start rallies, start different things to try and get rid of nursing homes. Mostly, I actually was in a nursing home four separate times, four different ones, and somebody said, well, maybe it's a different nursing home. Maybe you could go to a different nursing home and, you know, you would get a different view of things. Well, let me tell you something. It wasn't quite the view I wanted, let's put it that way, because it was the same thing. I went from what they called a really prestigious nursing home. Oh, sorry, I had to say it that way. Anyway, to a not so, you know, prestigious one, to a hospital, then back to a nursing home. It just kept the pain and suffering just kept, you know, going. I thought I would be able to do it, but, you know, hey, I couldn't. It was starting to wear on me, and finally, after the fourth nursing home, I called my husband and said, get me out. I don't care if we don't have accessibility, just get me out. We spoke with the social worker. The social worker said, we'll evaluate your house. We'll come, you leave, and we'll come and evaluate the house, and that's what they did. I just couldn't handle it anymore. You know, it was just too much on me in terms of, you know, I was with it. I felt like I was with it, and the people around me weren't with it. I hated to say, but that's, I felt like I was trapped, you know, going into a nursing home where I could have gone out. I could have survived outside the nursing home, and I had no problem surviving outside of the nursing home. So that's basically my story. And I was so sad when I saw everybody in terms of, you know, other people. I wanted to go and help them, but I couldn't. I wasn't able to. I wasn't allowed to go and help them. I had to sneak around and go and help them. It was really sad, like I said. And many of these people, once you started helping them, they really wanted you to continue, and I didn't mind doing that, but then I got in trouble more and more helping, you know, helping them. The way we could help people in nursing homes right now is by starting a program that we coined the term. It's called Volunteers for Freedom. And what it does, it allows, well, first you would need your home care attendant inside of the nursing home. That would be an awesome thing. That would be the first step toward freedom, I would say. And if you had your home care attendant, that would move in the general direction of, you know, people, you know, actually helping, you know, the people who are in the nursing homes, you know, eventually getting out and actually helping them with their issues and stuff like that. Basically, you have an aide who's used to the patient who's in the nursing home. When you have a regular nursing home staff, it's so drained and so, you know, hard to, you know, have, like, say, 100 people to, like, one aide or two aides. It's very difficult, especially at the night crew. You don't have enough people to take care of these people. And a lot of them are neglected, and a lot of them remain in their own feces. A lot of them remain in their own, you know, urine, and it's terrible. It wears away at the skin, and a lot of them break down and have to go through multiple surgeries. A lot of them, you know, lose limbs. It's just a terrible sight and a very sad sight that you have to deal with. So that's basically why I'm, you know, doing this show. I have our host, I guess. I don't know why it would happen. Hold on. Let's see why this phone is not working. Hold on. Wow. Okay. Our, quote, host is on the line, and I'm on the line, too. I hope one of us has the show. Okay. So let me go back in and try calling again. Okay, thank you.
Inner sight.
Oh, hello there.
And you came in on the guest line.
I did?
Yeah, why'd you do that?
I didn't do it purposely. I did it on the regular line, the line that says host line.
Well, because I just came in
on the host line.
They allowed me in, so evidently
no
one dialed in.
No, I dialed in.
On the host line.
I dialed, but you're,
anyway,
I'm not
listed
on it. It doesn't matter. I'm not even listed here. That's weird. Okay.
Yeah. Inner Sight is calling for the immediate intervention of all governors. And this is because of what happened here in New York with this bum Cuomo, you know. That's the only way I can really address him. Calling for the intervention of all governors to immediately enact an emergency to get people out of nursing homes and use whatever influence you have in the real estate market to ensure that every eligible apartment is made accessible. And we're going to put this on a tweet and all over much as we can. Every eligible apartment should be made accessible to protect against a repeat of what happened here in New York when we urged the governor, the former governor, to get people out and to whatever people were on programs already, you know, enact an emergency, pass an executive order. Now, the governors in states have the option of overriding whatever the government puts out there. If they think it's an emergency, you know, they can go over that to protect the people of the state. We've seen that happen many times.
Yeah.
We urge all these governors to act now and quickly. Some people say that the virus is coming back. Some people say it's mild. You know, who knows?
No, you know.
There's conflicting opinions. People are saying that the vaccine is not helping. Then you have other people that are pushing it. The best, the most vulnerable people are the people in nursing homes who can't get out of bed, who are ill, who for one reason or another. Those people should be in their own homes.
That's true.
And the way that the states can offset some of the cost of that is to mandate the agencies to start raising money to contribute to that vast, you know, it would be a vast revelation of people going into the community in accessible places. I mean, it's just so horrendous to think that that they're going to allow to for it to happen again, where people are going to be put into the nursing homes, people are going to come into the nursing, even the workers, and spread this viral condition again. And look what happened in New York and in other states. So we demand, and I think every agency for the disabled should join with us. As a matter of fact, I'd like to see if we could send a letter. It'd be nice if we could send a letter to every governor. We would need help with that.
Yeah, we would.
We don't have the resources that all these other agencies have. You know, we don't have the computers.
We
don't have the people. You know, if we did, believe me, I would write the letter tomorrow.
I know.
Get the addresses and immediately send it off.
I know.
So this is our letter, what you're hearing tonight.
Yes.
Use your influence, governors.
Yeah.
Get people out of these nursing homes. They don't belong there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Nursing homes are horrible.
Yes, sir.
And because of how the nursing home takes all your money and your resources and tries to get your home and all that, people don't have the money to find a place themselves.
No.
So the governors are obligated to protect everybody in the state. They haven't protected the people in the nursing homes.
That's for sure.
Well, get them out. Get these people out, man. You know, I mean, before it's too late.
Yeah.
You know, if we hear that the nursing homes now are picking up this virus, it's gonna be too late.
It's true.
As it was last time.
No.
So it should be done immediately. It should start tomorrow. You know?
Yeah.
Get your social worker people and whoever else to find places, get the workers in there, do whatever work has to be done, and get people out.
Yeah.
That's what Inner Sight wants.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
There's our decree.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it up on the Twitter and send it out, and we should send it to the Associated Press, too.
Definitely. Because if the only way you can get things done is to contact the governors as well as all the other politicians, then we definitely need a mass campaign for that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where these agencies should help.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can call our local independent living center,
mm-hmm.
see if they'll help do it.
Yeah, because they know both of us have visual impairments, you know.
I mean, they should. They should do it.
Definitely.
I don't know of anyone else who has called for this.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully there are other people that have called for that we haven't heard about.
Mm-hmm.
Would be nice. Inner Sight, by the way, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. Want to thank them for all their help. Thank them for sending me some more food. Greatly appreciate that. For my guide dog. And Big East, the Akita Rescue. Yeah, and if you're here local on Long Island and you need dog food, cat food, get in touch with Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. His program. 631-484-3085 is the phone number. If you're disabled and you have a hard time getting around, let them know.
Yeah, well.
You might be able to bring the food to your home.
Yep.
631-484-3085. 3085. And we thank him for all his help. All right, we remember all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Avante, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, all the others. Go an extra mile for a child in a sight reminds you. And that's a good policy to have. Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty. This is our nursing home show tonight.
Yep.
Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house. And, you know, you dial up Mr. Kennedy. Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. We thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And if you need any advocacy or any information, give them a call. 631-880-7929. Silo. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for being a part of Inner Sight. Yeah. I wish I could thank the nursing homes.
Yeah, right. That'd be the day. That really would be.
Yeah.
I would get rid of this show if they can actually get rid of all the people that are packed like sardines in the nursing homes. Seriously.
Well, you mean get them into accessible housing, not get rid of them, get them into...
No, get rid of the people, get rid
housing.
Of the, you know, their housing in the nursing homes and put them into real homes. You know, I'd be ecstatic.
Yeah.
I would be.
Yeah,
you
and
know,
then,
that would
and
be
then turn the nursing homes into accessible living.
That's right.
You know, and the owners can benefit from that.
Yeah, why not?
And they'd have a much better image.
Yeah.
If they did it that way.
Definitely would have a much better image.
And people would like them better.
Oh, hell yeah. Including me. I had way too many people pass away in nursing homes to let that happen again.
All right. By the way, the phone number here is 213-816-1650. And this is the time of year that people, in fact, there's even songs about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be home for Christmas. There's no place like home for the holidays and all that. How many millions of people are going to be stuck in a nursing home?
Too many.
See?
Really?
Many because places that they could go to with relatives aren't accessible.
That's true. That's what happened with me. They wouldn't allow me to come home until I had accessibility. I found
Did they pay for it?
No.
Well, what the hell good is that? They want you to have accessibility so bad. Why didn't they do something to raise the money?
They didn't do anything. Yeah.
We're trying to raise the money.
Mm-hmm.
For that.
Yeah.
We had the money. We could try to contact people and offer to pay for to make apartments accessible.
And of course we
The only problem with that is there's no enforcement.
Yeah.
You'd have to have an executive order of enforcement from the governor. In other words, they would have to do it.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. You have to do this for
exactly.
people's safety. So that's a problem. You see, that we need that to come from high up, from the governor.
Definitely.
To protect people, to make sure
Definitely.
That they're going to get in, be able to get into
You know
place.
The thing that bothers me, too? they're not protecting these people from COVID. They're going to have the same situation as what they're going to have when they go back, you know, when this starts up again. And that's something that bothers me more than anything. They're going to bring people in to just have them more, you know, to be more exposed to COVID, and that's not
Well, that's fair. Where the politicians don't learn from their mistakes.
They don't. Nope.
Or don't want to learn from their mistakes.
There it is. That's the key right there. You said a mouthful. Nope. They don't want
to. A lot of it is that. They don't want to learn.
They think they're superior in some way. I don't know how, but they do.
I mean, that's evident by the fact that that the Americans with Disability Act should have protected people, especially under these types of circumstances. There's nothing in the ADA that says and or people in nursing homes in cases of pandemics or plagues or whatever must be protected and removed immediately and into accessible. You know, that the ADA doesn't even cover that. There's nothing in the ADA about that, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, how the hell can you create a law that doesn't protect people?
Definitely.
You know, what good is it?
It's
what
not
damn ass good is it?
It's not.
I mean, even with the just change the subject for a minute. Even with the service dog schools, the ADA says that the schools must be accessible, right?
Yes.
Fine. What the hell good is that if you're not protected when you're denied the service dog?
Exactly.
So big deal, so
not
you can get in.
That's it.
You can
that's
walk in,
can
but
do.
They won't. You can roll in, whatever, but they won't service you.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. That is a half-assed, stupid-ass idiot who created, who allowed that to happen. And I don't give a damn if it was disabled or not. Whoever allowed that to happen is a real stupid jackass.
In my book, too. Because
whatever
think
people,
about it.
And some of them might be my friends, and I don't care.
Well, I know you.
You really sold us out, man.
Yes, you did. Yes, they did. Because think about that. That's the craziest of things. You actually let, you know, somebody say, oh, you could do this or you can't do that. No, you got to do it all or nothing.
Yeah. Same thing with the nursing homes.
Yeah.
You know, they have to be accessible.
Yes.
But they don't have to allow disabled or residents of the nursing home to keep their money. So they can have means to get the hell out of there and go home.
That's right. They don't have to do that. They should have actually not even allowed the agencies or the government to say you could take these people's money. I'm sorry. I totally disagree with the government
they
on that.
A
it's
person,
like a,
we said it before.
Or, you know,
and I'd like to see it happen even now so that we can make an issue out of it. People, the residents of these places and the relatives should claim hardship and not turn that money over to these nursing homes. Make them take it to court.
Did. The guy wanted
fight
to take
them
me
on
to
it.
Court. I'm going to fight
call
him.
Call us
they,
and we'll help you publicize it.
There's my mother passed away. Now there's a bill of $800 from the previous nursing home that dropped her. And they want me to give
yeah,
them
right.
money in a day in hell that I'll give them another ounce. Yeah.
Money. After the way they treated Rosie?
Yeah. They don't really want me to say what I'll give them. Sorry.
I'd
you know what
sit
I'm
on
thinking.
The floor in front of them and I'd say, pick it up, you son of
that's
a
right.
bitch.
That's right. That's what I'll give them.
That's what I would say to them.
Yeah.
You know? Because they didn't do a damn thing, and they're still not doing a damn thing, to get the home health aid in there to help people.
My mother
They'll
had
complain.
A burning fever when she was there, and they let her sit there in her stupor of fever without even saying anything or doing anything, with her head dropping down, Frank. Huh? That's more than mean. That's
they'll complain
evil.
That they're overworked.
Oh my butt!
You know, and that they can't
somebody
take
pointed
care
it
of these
out
people,
to
but
them,
they won't do a
who
damn
was
thing
total
about
total stranger. Somebody pointed it out to them who was a total stranger, and they go, "Oh, Rosie sleeps all the time." They said, "No, this is not like Rosie. This is Rosie is not even answering or doing it." They walked over and they found out she was burning a 103 fever. Oh my goodness! And then I took her right out. That was the day I said, she's not going back. And they wanted to know why. Why? You want me to give you ample time to really kill her? That's what I said. Yep. Instead, the next nursing home got her. That's why I said no nursing home is
one
good.
Worse
that's
than
why
the
I
other.
Started this show. Yeah, they are. All of them. Every single one. You know,
825 New York. Anybody on the line?
Let me take a quick look.
Nursing homes kill people.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. I was looking at our petition. Still at 10 names, but it's still up there, the same petition that we want. Yeah, it's up there.
Nothing
but
about the... They never gave anything back about the promotion, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Would be nice. Oh, dear, wait a minute. How'd that happen? Okay. I got logged out of blog. Give me a second. I have to come back in. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Anyone? By the way, why don't you
what?
Go off and try to get Regina.
See,
I left her a message earlier. I don't know if she got it. But
I'm not even listed on the board. You came in and knocked me off.
It.
Isn't it weird? So let me get off the board, and I'm hoping I won't stop the show, so I can then come in and call properly and then get Regina on.
Well, no, you're not going to be able to get... I'm on the host line.
I was on the host line. I was on the host line, which is...
We can't both be on the host line.
Well, something's wrong. All right, let me call in again. Okay.
Do you have to, why don't you just, you can't try to call her from where you are?
I could try. Let me see.
Yeah, see if you can call her. In the screening, can you get in the screening room?
No, because I don't see my name. I don't see anything.
You're not on the host.
I'm on the host line with you. It's like I'm sharing a line with you.
No, they tell you that only one host.
Yeah, I know, but I think
time.
They goofed at one point, at this point.
Well, I don't know how
that
happened.
It bumped me out. Okay.
But anyway, I wanted to try to get her.
Yeah, let me see if I can get her. Hold on. She might not be in the screen.
All right,
in
a sight. And, you know, it's really
All right,
horrible.
Fine. Let me get off and call back in, okay? It'd be better so I can do it on the screening room. Okay? I'll be back.
Well, go ahead.
Okay.
It's really horrible that people have to be stuck in these horrible, I think, nursing homes for the holidays. You know, I think that nursing homes are one of the worst places on this planet. I mean, you've heard us talk about it and all the different reasons, and I'm sure that people out there who are dealing with it have a lot more reasons why nursing homes are so horrible.
Okay. It came through this time properly. That's weird. All right,
no.
I got to talk to them. All right, let me go through.
And, you know, we at Intersight tend to make it public as much as possible to let people know that not only are people being abused and neglected, but the tremendous amount of money that's being thrown into these nursing facilities, better use, you know, much, much better use in not only helping people who are disabled, but people who are not disabled now, to free up that money to the tune of $172 billion could be used to help the economy and all the struggling that people are going through. So it affects not only people who obviously are victims of the nursing homes, but the relatives, the friends, and the average person. You know how Congress will look, sometimes they'll look for money to help other situations, other programs. Well, here's a way to do that. Get rid of these nursing homes. Get people into their own home with the help that they need. Mandate these agencies to help raise the money. And give people a fair chance. And at the same time, help many who are not disabled. What?
She wasn't answering the phone, so.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get her on another time.
Yeah.
I don't know what the outcome was, but I got word today that she was supposed to be released to
go home.
That would
be nice. Yeah.
And that came from the social worker at the nursing home, so
that
I don't know.
That was good.
I haven't verified. Well, it was good, but I haven't verified it.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. All right, how about the Able News? Are we going to do the Able News?
Yeah, give me 1 second and I'll play it along. Here we go.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Yeah, we have to contact the Able News and revise that ad. By the way, it's on page 4. If you look at the Long Island, the local edition, you know.
Yep.
But we have to revise that. I don't know what their deadline is. You should call them tomorrow and.
Yeah, I can.
Have to change a couple of words in that ad. All right, Inner Sight. And by the way, if you're out there and you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Our Wednesday night program, the nursing home show. And, thinking of all the people now who are residents of these nursing homes, and we'll have to be there for the holidays.
That's sad.
And, they'll get a little, some people, if they're lucky, will get a little tidbits of the holiday,
Yeah. See a family
but
coming.
There's no place like home.
There isn't.
And nursing homes are not so sweet anymore.
That's so true.
Especially with a plague hanging over your head.
Definitely.
That people are talking about. And they say that in England, they say that the virus has gotten a lot worse.
Yeah, so if they say it's worse, I say it's worse here too. But they don't want to admit it.
Well, there's conflicting reports. The other thing is, in these nursing homes. I would say that not, no one is being offered holistic care, holistic immunity care. You know, first of all, not getting the residents out into the sun daily.
Yeah.
See, that's something that a home health aide could do.
Yeah, easily.
You know, you take them outside, or especially now we've got unusually
warm
weather for this time of the year.
Oh yeah. Today was
a perfect time for a home health aide to get the person ready and get out and get into the sun 15, 20 minutes. You know, that sun
helps
to be a great preventative, you know.
Yeah.
So there's so many aspects to this that aren't being covered. And the politicians that aren't making a big deal about it, they can go out and get the sun anytime they want.
That's right.
And they got home sweet home.
That's right.
With the families and all that.
Yeah.
But yet they'll sign these people up, allow these people to be signed up on these programs with stupid criteria. A lot of them will get rejected.
Yeah.
And they'll have to remain in the nursing home. And they aren't doing anything about it.
That's true. They really aren't doing anything about it.
I mean, why is it that so-called able-bodied people, when able-bodied people are in danger, it's an emergency. But when a disabled person is in danger, it's not an emergency.
I don't know. I can't answer that question because I think it's foolish. It's unwise. That disabled person could be your family member, and yet people, they could be you even in the future. You don't know, but they don't believe it.
It should be criminal.
It really should be.
You know, it should be criminal. I mean, I got that right in my own backyard here where I live. You know, people like me who can't read the traffic light. And I'm not the only one in this neighborhood who can't read the traffic light.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people. But it's not an emergency
to them,
to the authorities. It would be an emergency if a driver couldn't read the damn traffic light. You'd see how fast it would be an emergency.
Even, God forbid, if somebody got killed, it still wouldn't be an emergency for a disabled person. That's the most unfortunate thing I've ever heard. Really.
Yeah. So it's the same principle, the same idea with the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an emergency if some hospital sends a viral stricken person to a nursing home.
No.
And that person could possibly spread
to the whole.
And they say this new thing is highly contagious.
Very.
Everybody seems to agree on that.
Yeah, it is.
But that's not an emergency to allow a person to go into a nursing home where hundreds of people are vulnerable and can catch the condition. Virus.
Well, my aide's
that's
mom
not an emergency.
Is in the hospital right now. And
my
aide's mom is in the hospital right now. She had surgery, major surgery on her stomach. She had to because it just tore open. She had to get it closed up. She had a really bad hernia, so they had to fix it for her. Well, anyway, they fixed the hernia for her, but the sad part is that when my aide has to go and visit her, it has to be all, you know, gowned up and this and that and the other thing. But meanwhile, when I went in to see my mom, they never did that all that time when I was going to see my mom. It wasn't an emergency in the nursing home and gown up and this and that in the beginning. You know, but then towards the end when she was passing on, they told me to gown up.
Well, you can blame
that
the governor for
sense.
That.
Oh, I can blame him big time. The ex-governor, yeah. Big time.
But what in New York now, specifically, what is this governor doing to ensure that it's not going to happen again?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know what she's doing. Really.
And anything short of getting the people out, to me, is not acceptable.
It's criminal. Seriously.
Not at all acceptable to InterSight.
No.
You know?
Not at all.
Because I think that and it's a horrendous way to put it, but I think that the virus last time going in and killing all these people, that was a warning.
Oh yeah.
You know, that people don't belong in this kind of a setting.
Of course not.
That was a sign from God to me.
Not too.
Not that God took the life of all these people.
No,
I'm not saying that.
No, but yeah.
Evil did that.
Oh yes, of course.
But it was a sign. A message.
Listen, a big message.
A message to these politicians. Change the system that did this.
Yeah.
I mean, how the hell are you going to, when are you going to get the message? You know, it's almost as if you want to grab these son of a bitches by the neck and shake them and say, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? That's what I feel like saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did that, of course, they would grab me and they'd probably arrest me.
Yeah,
you know?
They would.
But at least if I got on the news and I said why I did it, maybe somebody would wake up.
Yeah, right. Sorry. I doubt it.
I'm not a violent person by nature.
Me neither. That's the sad part.
There's the message.
Yeah. It is a message. It comes from the heart. People don't
see
that.
It's the message. And InterSight is speaking out and encouraging every organization to speak out in whatever way they can, as much as they can.
Yeah.
You know? Because so many of these places are so limited. A lot of them are limited by means of their mission statement, and they should change that mission statement.
It's an antiquated mission statement, if you ask me.
Change it.
Yeah.
It's not going to let you speak out against these horrible things. Change it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe the states will cut your money if you change it. Well, we survive without the state. Why can't you?
That's true.
There's people out there who want to help. Believe me.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I want to thank my friend John for covering the InterSight phone bill.
That is nice. Thank you,
and,
John.
And for donating an extra $60, you know, which pays for the show here that you're listening to.
Yes. Does.
All right. InterSight, and what are we doing? Well, we're trying to help the average person by trying to get this $172 billion freed up so that maybe people could get some help.
Yeah.
And as I said before, you know, Congress has been known to juggle money and to look for money. Well, here, look, get this money that's being poured into the nursing institution and use it to help people.
Exactly.
Get rid of these places.
People really don't want to be in there, trust me. I know.
No.
Because I've seen people cry because they've been in there. You know, they really don't want to be in there.
I've visited nursing homes on several occasions. And in going around talking to people with my guide dog, they love my dog. Everybody wants to say hello to my dog. And when I go into a nursing home, I allow that. Because it makes people talk.
Yeah, it does.
Brings them out of their shell. My dog has a way of bringing people to life. And you know the first thing people say, oh, can you get me out of here?
Oh, yeah, my grandma just said that. One of my grandmas.
The first thing
said, can you bring me home with you? Yeah, can you bring me home with you?
Yeah.
Do you know how bad we felt? We wanted to stay, bring her home that very night, but the people wouldn't let us. They would not let us bring her home. We didn't know in the site. We didn't know anything about how to do it at that point. And if we had all the information right there, we would have done it, I think, you know? My father started
crying. Well, family, and you got a place for you, you can bring her home.
but we didn't have any way of...
If there's a court order, that's different, but...
Well, sort of, because she's
starting
court to...
Order, you just, family could take them home.
Yeah, but we didn't have somebody to take care of her. Everybody went to work in my
office. Oh, yeah, you gotta provide that.
Yeah, that's the only thing. So that was the challenging part, you know?
So we're here for everyone. And there are certain things in life and in this country that people don't need that could be used to help other situations. And this nursing home business is one of them. We don't need nursing homes.
No.
In this country.
Yeah.
No. If they would listen to us, put into practice our ideas, you wouldn't need nursing homes.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't need a
really
lot of
wouldn't.
Stuff. You know?
What's that
it's
noise
terrible.
In the background? I just heard somebody in the background.
That was my mother-in-law yawning.
What?
I swear. My mother-in-law was yawning. She's upstairs. That's what you heard.
Upstairs?
Upstairs in my house, yeah. She's yawning.
Oh.
I swear. Yeah.
Oh, tell her we're on air.
Now? Tell her later.
In a site, 213-816-1650. I want to thank Tracy Garner for pledging a dollar from every book on the new book that's coming out in January.
Yeah.
And you'll be hearing a lot more about that as we get into it. And, you know, when we have our news conference, I know a few people. I'm going to reach out to them and see if they'll join us because we'd like to get some of the... staff people who work in these nursing homes to come forward and to join with Innersight.
Yeah.
You know, and just say, all they have to say is, we'd like to do more for the residents.
We can't
help the residents. And then we'll give the solution.
That's right.
You know, we'll let people know. But the home health aide should be in there, but we're going to try to get some of the workers when we do the press conference with the book and everything to really make the point that people deserve better care.
Better care, they certainly do.
and that it's not necessarily the fault of the worker. See, we're not going to be there to put the worker down.
No, that's for sure.
In fact, we'll praise the workers for trying to work against insurmountable odds.
That's so true.
You know, and all the more reason to get the home health aides in there.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're going to try to pull some people together.
Definitely.
And see what happens with that at the right time.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Inner Sight, what's going on? Oh, you couldn't reach Regina.
No, I couldn't. Nobody was answering at all, which is weird.
All right, let me, well, why don't you, to your show, why don't you put the word out about how people can call us?
Yes.
From inside the nursing home, that it helps.
Yes, when you're inside the nursing home, you don't have to... Actually, you can give us a call through, you know, if you have a number or not, ask them to give you access with the telephone at the nurse's station and give you access to an outside line. And what you could do is give us a call at 63. This is in New York, by the way. Or even if you need a from another state as well, they can give you access to an outside line. Just say it's a state. You know, out of state call, and that you can give us a call at 631-224-3090, and we'll be very glad to help you. Let me repeat that.
That's the Inner Sight number.
Correct. That's the main
Inner
Sight
number. Now, you can also call us when we're on the air.
That's right, and that is...
Every week.
Right, and that's 213-816-1650, and that's the Inner Sight Freedom number, 8 to 9 weekdays, and you'll be able to give us a call
weeknight.
On air. Weeknights. Yeah. Yeah.
And we have found that people calling us, especially repeatedly, to talk about, or you can have your relative call, or if you have an advocate, you know, who may be right there with you in the nursing home. We have found that it has helped to get people out.
Oh, yeah.
Because the nursing homes don't like to be talked about.
No, they don't.
And let me tell you something.
Sure.
When they don't like to be talked about, they got the right organization right here.
That's right.
Inner Sight, because we're going to talk about them. Like you wouldn't believe it.
That's right.
So keep that in mind. You know, we got one woman that we got out that way, and possibly another.
Soon, yeah.
We'll check and let you know about Regina. But you know, people don't like publicity sometimes,
no, they don't.
Especially when
less
it doesn't make it look good.
Less publicity, the better for them. No, yeah, you're right.
So that's something, for whatever it's worth, and could be worth a lot.
Yes, it can. It could be worth your freedom, put it that way. I would.
And also will help to keep people out of the nursing homes.
Yeah.
We will let the nursing home know.
Yeah.
We will let them know that if you put this person in your facility, we're going to be talking about it. We're going to encourage them to call us and report to
That's
us
right.
on the air,
That's
all
right.
over the world.
That's right.
We're going
the
to discourage these places as much as possible
yeah.
from getting residents.
That's right. When I have any kind of hospital stay, I immediately call Frank, and Frank's like, okay, where are you at? What are you doing? Why are you in there? You know, the first thing I said, well, that wasn't my first choice. Trust me on that one. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Monday night's Matt or Glad. Tuesday's open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday is this show you're listening to, the nursing home. Nursing homes kill people, get rid of them.
Yep.
Now, tomorrow night is our Christmas show.
Yeah.
Now, the agencies and the government are just like Scrooge. So,
yeah.
We'll do that tomorrow night. I want to try to get some Scrooge dialogue, if you can dish it out.
I'm trying. I'm digging still. I found some, but it's way too long. It's like 2 hours. I was like, no, I don't think so.
Oh, no. Can't you just take an excerpt?
I'm going to try, yeah.
That's the whole movie. I don't want to hear the whole movie.
No, I don't want the whole movie. There's some different excerpts that I have to grab.
Yeah, just an excerpt. Or you can play part of it,
like,
and then just cut it off.
Yeah, I'll see.
Maybe you can work it that way.
Yeah, I'll work it that way. I'll see what's better, what sounds better.
Where he meets the ghost.
Yeah, I like that, when he gets scared.
You know?
I like that.
A
good scene.
Good
yeah.
scene. You know?
Yeah.
Friday will be our Christmas Follies show. It's
yep.
coming Friday. And next week we'll be off. So Friday will be the last show for a week.
Yeah.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And we encourage all people who love justice and freedom to come on board.
Yeah.
And help us turn these nursing homes into something good. Accessible
yeah.
housing.
That's right.
Well, we need all the help we can get. It's not just money would be nice, but it's not just money.
Yeah, it's actual change
you
of
know?
Law.
We need people to help us with social media.
That's right.
We need people to help us with the writing of a letter.
Yeah.
You know.
Social media is the hardest thing for us because of our blindness, and it's very difficult to keep up with it. You know, that would help immensely. You know, somebody
so any kind
kept
of
up
volunteers out there
yeah.
would be welcome.
Greatly appreciated.
And you'd be helping to liberate millions of people.
Yeah, at the same time.
Inner Sight.
Yeah.
And you'd be helping yourself.
Yeah, because you never know in the future with these crazy nursing homes what will happen.
How many people are going
to
wind up in nursing homes?
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And we'll be with you tomorrow night show how the agencies and the government are like Scrooge.
Like Scrooge.
So, want to thank everybody. Yeah, see, I'm on the host queue. I got a 90-second prompt.
Okay.
Want to thank everybody for joining us, being with us, all our listeners. Thank you so much. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on Inner Sight. It's your show. Go ahead. What do you want to?
Yeah, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. And good night, everyone, and have a great evening. And the rest of the week we'll be having shows, and then next week we'll be off. Okay. Frank?
All right.
What do you want to say?
Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. If you know anyone who's in a nursing home, tell them to
yes,
call
please.
Us.
Yes.
If you have to, if you're being forced to put your loved one into a nursing home, call us.
Call us.
Anything attached
yeah.
or affiliated with a nursing home, let us know.
Give us a call. Yep.
We will broadcast it.
Yep.
And try to
broadcast it. Help you.
help change it.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.